It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Grillin' World. It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We've moved the Spartan Mobile Studios down to Al and Bob's on 3100 South Division in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it's one of the best days of the year because October 1, baby, that means it's time to whack 'em and stack 'em. And there's no better place to be than Al and Bob's Sports, which is ground zero for hunters in West Michigan. So I think my testosterone level spiked pretty big.
I can smell it all the way over here. I tell you what, this is the boys' toy store. Man, they've got a little bit of everything in here, and they got some great sales going on. But, you know, I left the house this morning at about 6:30 to come over and pick you up. And I don't know if I was more excited about the tailgaters that were blowing by me going 70 miles an hour to get down to the games, or I was excited by the hunters that were already parked in the field, already in the tree stand for that bow opener today. But you and I are here. We'll be out doing some of that stuff a little later today. But we got a great show today. We're going to have our friend Sarah Durillo from Siciliano's Market going to talk to us a little bit about wines that go really good with venison. One of my buddies, Todd Bishop, with the Ducks Unlimited organization, the duck season is open now. Our friend Brad the Builder's up doing ducks this weekend. He's going to bring us back some duck and goose. Talk friends here at Allen Bob's, and I know you've got some recipes for some venison, some chili, and something that you call... what is it? Polo Libre. So I'm going to let you go with that one later in the show.
That's a rerun, but, you know, it being deer season and tailgate season, it's just a better reason yet to start really working hard on the recipes because you've got so many cool events going on, and when you're doing these events, you're going to be grilling. And if you're going to be grilling, if you're going to bother hauling the hardware, you better have your game.
Yeah, you really do. And, you know, one of the things that's best about grilling is the fact that we are live and local at Bob's, Allen Bob's, down on 31 South Division. We got a little stuff going on around us here. But one of the best things that I enjoy about grilling is the fact that we can pair beverages with it. And right now we've got our friend Sarah from Siciliano's Market with us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always fun to talk to the Siciliano family.
It's always fun to talk about wine.
Yes. Well, you know, good venison prepared properly is spiked again. It's just that much better with a nice red. So when we were talking earlier this week about what your choice would be, you know, there's a lot of good red wines and all around the world.
There are, and I chose two to feature today from Italy. The first one is a Super Tuscan, and it is it's called Monte Antico, and it actually means ancient mountain in Italian. And this one retails at our store for just about $11.29, $11.49, somewhere in that range. So it's a very affordable Super Tuscans. They can be known to be quite expensive, but this one is a blend of Sangiovese, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. And Sangiovese is also one of the main grapes in a Chianti. So it's a wonderful, full-bodied red wine. And when you're talking about venison, you want something that can stand up to the flavors. Like you said, properly cooked venison, it can be subtle. It's not over the top, but you want to be able to taste the meat as well as the seasonings. And full-bodied wines don't necessarily take away from the taste of the meat. They just enhance it. So that's one of the main reasons why Italian big reds go well with game and venison.
Okay, and a couple good points that you just brought up. Number one, the price. That's a great price. You're in my budget now because
right.
If I'm going to bring wine to deer camp, I hang out with some Goombas at deer camp that will drain you.
It ain't going to be just one bottle.
No. So, you know, you kind of want to show off a little bit. You want to say, hey, man, I really did my homework and come up and, you know. But guess what, man? When you get those full-bodied boys up there chugging down a glass of wine, they can drain a bottle all by themselves.
Oh, so, absolutely.
So, you know, you don't want to be spending $30 a
bottle. Nope, and it is affordable, and it has the flavor. The wine drinks like a $30 bottle of wine, and that's important. Not all wines have to be $30 to be big, beautiful, and pair well with venison.
And the second thing you hit on is something I've noticed in a lot of different wines. Anytime I find wines that are blends, for some reason, they seem to be the ones I prefer. And I don't know really, I'm not sure why that is, but it just seems to be the tastiest wines I ever get are blends. I'll even blend my own sometimes. I'll have a little of this and a little of that. And I'll blend them together, and it's phenomenal what you can come up with.
Yeah, my opinion on that is that if you are limited to one grape in your harvest, and if it ends up that year wasn't the best year for particularly just Cabernet, why would you limit yourself? It's like using one spice in your meats or one spice in your recipe.
That's blend a good it, way to look at
make
it.
Make it as the best wine you can make, and there's nothing wrong with blended wines. Actually, I think I prefer them as well.
Yeah, so... talking about venison, you've got two special wines. What's the second one?
The second one is a Valpolicella, and it's a Reposso, which really quickly, what happens with this wine is it's fermented, and then a few months later, it's re-fermented once again, and this time it's fermented on the skins of a past skins of an Amarone wine. So basically, it's re-fermented on what you might think of as like a dried raisin.
Does that make it more potent?
It doesn't necessarily make it more potent. It can raise the alcohol just a little bit. But what it does is it makes it completely 100% more full-bodied, delicious, luscious. And again, when people talk venison, they want something that can stand up to the flavors of the meat.
Well, we've got the grill outside. Do you have any venison with you?
I wish I did.
Dang it. I'll have some tonight. I will be in a tree by 5 o'clock. Hey, thanks a lot. We're talking with Cheryl Derulo from Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive, right in Shawmut Hills. Thanks so much for coming down. You're one of our great sponsors. We love your store. It's kind of like Allen Bob's. You go in there and you don't know when to
it's
stop.
It's a grown-up candy store for sure, and thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks so much.
Well, that's great. Well, coming up next, we've got my friend Todd Bishop from Ducks Unlimited Organization. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that. It's really a habitat organization, and they do some great things. Right here in Muskegon County, they've done some fantastic projects. We're going to talk about that. And then he's also going to share with us a duck breast teriyaki appetizer that is to die for. I've had this thing. You're going to want to listen to it. We'll put it on the website. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.